Welcome back to another Hilchos Shabbos here, and we are starting a new malacha, the malacha of teichen, which means grinding, that is an iser to break down a substance into small particles, and this iser, this malacha applies to food and non-foods as well. For example, you want to grind up tvua or spices or even a piece of wood or metal, all go into the iser of teichen. Now it's brought down in Shmir Shabbos Kilchasa, that teichen, even though it's literally defined as grinding, it's not only limited to grinding. It also includes shredding, grating, chopping, even dicing. All those things are included in the iser of teichen. That means anything you cut up into small pieces has the iser of teichen. And not only that, even smashing something like a piece of avocado or a banana, smashing it into a mush, that is also considered teichen, and that would be also to do on Shabbos. The Shulchan Aruch paskens in Siman Shulchan Aruch Sif Yud Beis that a mechatech hayerek dak chayiv shem teichen. If you cut up a vegetable into small pieces, it chayiv teichen. And the Mishmaru explains that's mashma, there's no chilek if it's already edible to eat or if it's not edible. In either case, there is an iser of teichen. Now the Shulchan Aruch and Sif Tes paskens that you're allowed to cut up a piece of cooked meat or a piece of roasted meat into small pieces with a knife. What's the pshat? Why are you allowed to do that? The Mishbaru explains, because ein tchina ella begedule karka, that the only iser tchina is only, grinding is only aser, something that grows in the ground. Therefore, it comes out that it's mutter to grind anything that's not considered gedule karka. What's examples of things that are not gedule karka? For example, meat, or chicken, or fish, or eggs, or cheese, all these things are mutter, and there's no iser to grind those things. You're allowed to grind up eggs on Shabbos, because there's no iser tchina only by gedule karka, and eggs are not considered gedule karka, it doesn't grow from the ground. But there is an important halacha that you have to know, that the Shulchan Aruch writes that even though it's mutter to grind cheese, but you're not allowed to use a specialized tool called a charutz bal papirs, which is like a certain grinder. You're not allowed to use this grinder for cheese on Shabbos. What's the reason? Even though you're allowed to be teichen cheese on Shabbos, but this is considered uvda d'chayil. That means even though there's no isa tchina, but there's an isa to use a specialized utensil, because that's a problem of the uvda d'chayil. That means anytime you're using a specialized grinding utensil, the halach is, it will be usur to use it even by items which are mutter b'tchina. Examples are, like a grinder, like a spice grinder, or a garlic press you can't use on Shabbos, a grater, a potato masher, a cleaver, an alligator. For example, you want to cut up vegetables. You want to cut up vegetables anyway, problem tchina. But even if you want to cut up an egg, you want to use the alligator to crush the eggs. You use the alligator to crush the eggs. Is that mutter? The answer is it's not mutter, because that's a problem of uvda d'chayil, and that's the Shulchan Aruch paskens. That's also to use the specialized tool to do grinding. Now, that is only by a tool which is used for things that are also due on Shabbos. For example, an alligator. You're not allowed to use it midaraisa on the vegetables, because that's a issa tchina. Therefore, out of the dechal, you can't use it for egg. But if you have an item that's only made for eggs, then that will be mutter to use on Shabbos. That's a square dayan paskins. That, for example, a egg slicer will be mutter to use on Shabbos. What's the reason? Because since it's only used for eggs, and eggs are not going to do the karka, and eggs are mutter to do tchina, there's no problem of the dechal on such a utensil.